You are listening to the Sarah Fader podcast. This is What Anxiety Feels Like. I'm here with Evan. Yay, Evan.
Well, thank you. Yay, Sarah.
Wait, are you drinking whiskey?
I am.
I thought so.
You know, it's been a week, you know, yeah. There should be no necessarily reason for it, but, you know, just poured myself a little, you know.
Are you downing that with Klonopin?
The Klonopin has to come later, otherwise I would be fast asleep. Klonopin plus booze equals sleepy time for Evan.
Sleepy time. What was I going to say? Yeah, as we talked about, my psychiatric nurse person was like, she's so patient, by the way. She's so patient. She's like...
They should be, though, right? Like, you feel like that's the kind of bedside manner that they should have.
They should.
More light, just because I feel like... But continue, please.
Yes. She asked me if I wanted Klonopin. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good with Ativan for now. And then I called her crying. I was like, is it okay if I take Ativan every day until I go up on my dose of Effexor? And she was like, yes, you sound like you are suffering, and it's totally fine to do that.
That's, yeah, you know what? I like that, because it's kind of like she's aware, mm-hmm. but she's also, you know, nobody should suffer.
No. And the thing is, like, I know it's anxiety. Like, I started obsessing. I'm like, do I have Alzheimer's or ALS or MS? Because, like, my anxiety was so bad that I was having trouble speaking. And then, like, when I took the Ativan, I was fine. So,
you know, it's amazing that not only are there meds that work, but also finding out, because everyone just assumes you throw meds at a problem and it works, but different meds affect different people in different ways. I think the main thing that I've learned from so many years is Wellbutrin, that it could be perfect for people and it could be the worst for people. You have no idea how it's going to affect you.
You don't. I hated it. It was so awful. And now that I said I was afraid that I had ALS or MS or Alzheimer's, I'm convinced that by saying it, it's going to happen to me because OCD.
No. I think,
but you understand. You understand that, right? Like, you understand.
Oh, no. I completely understand it. And I completely understand that by my saying, I know... just from family stuff, like, I've researched Alzheimer's, it's not impossible for somebody our age to get it. It's unlikely at this point.
Right. It's true. So my OCD has been obsessing that I have, like, it feels like there's a hole in my tooth, but I'm like, it also feels like something might be stuck in there. And so, and I'm like, is it popcorn? But I haven't eaten popcorn, so I don't know what that is.
No, oh God, I want to give you a big hug right now, and I'm just Skype hug. I know that feeling, and that, like, regardless of how well you haven't eaten popcorn, it doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. That's the OCD thing where it's like, you have no idea. You just, it sucks. And I'm not trying to make it worse. I'm just saying, like, this is why you want to nip it in the bud and deal with it.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yay, hugs. That makes me feel better. No, I was laughing because, like, you understand.
Still here. I'm listening. Yeah. But no, absolutely. Go on. Yes.
So, yeah, I keep, like, touching it with my tongue and then... But then, and you probably understand this too, like, I do not want to go to the dentist.
But, like, exactly. Well, no, no matter what, I mean, I've gone to my dentist, who's amazing, but I'll see him, like, throw something away in the garbage, and I'm like, I don't know if he cleaned his hands since he touched something. And I'm like, and now his fingers are going to go in my mouth, and I just... You know, it's just like all the little things where, oh God, you know, I feel like I probably offend people. I was thinking on the subway today where the guy goes on the subway before it leaves and sweeps up, and I'm like backing away in a corner in like a fetal position. I'm like, I hope this guy knows it's not personal. I just don't want his dustpan or broom to touch me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I totally get that. And also the thing where, like, the mysterious liquid drips on you in the subway,
Oh, God. Any kind of anything dripping on you, but yes.
Have you had that happen to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then when it happens, I cannot stop thinking about it. I'm like, I want to go home right now. I want to, you know, like.
This is why I try to avoid walking under scaffolding, because things will drip, and just anywhere dripping is, unless it's rain, and even then.
Yeah. So I'm trying to, like, now avoid the compulsion of touching that hole in my tooth. And, like, but I don't, like I said, it's weird, because, like, my OCD attaches to, like, something being wrong with me physically, you know? So, or,
yeah.
like diseases. So I'm like, I don't want to go to the dentist, because then something will be wrong.
Understood. I think my compulsion is wanting to find out right away to not. But I know it affects people in different ways. I know
No, I want to find out right away, too, because I want to find out if I'm dying so that I can deal with it.
No, I had my mom used to be a dental assistant, and I had to ask her, I'm like, I have what might be a dead tooth under her crown, and I'm like, I've heard that cavities can, you know what, I don't want to give you any extra.
Like cause heart disease or whatever?
Yeah. And I'm like, should I be concerned? And she said no. So if I have a heart attack and it's because of my tooth, blame my mom. No, just kidding. But, you know, it's just that kind of thing where I don't like it. My OCD has been a lot about not getting sick in the here and now, less about dying,
mm-hmm.
but there's also the dying part, and
mm-hmm.
it's just, you want to make sure that if anything happens, it wasn't because you let it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then I would, like, blame myself. I'm like, if I'm dying, it's my fault.
Really? I mean, no, I hear you. It's just like, really? I'm like, well, now I have to explain to my friends and family that I allowed this to happen. You know?
Exactly. The obsessions are really hard. They're really, really hard. And, like, and I think, I guess I used to write them off. I'm like, oh, everybody overthinks, you know?
That's a thing too, where you rationalize with other people. But at a certain point, I even remember as a kid thinking, like, why isn't everyone else worried about the house burning down because of the stove? And I'm like, wait, okay, clearly either I'm a lot smarter than everyone, which isn't the case, or I'm just something's wrong, and that you don't get it at first. When you get it as a kid, you don't quite understand, but it's like, okay, why am I doing things that seem like they need to be done, but that no one else does? Is everyone else reckless, or am I insane? And then you simply figure out you have OCD.
That is, like, the best explanation of OCD.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean,
it is. I by the way, I named this episode "Time Problems."
Nice. Oh well, yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're doing it, and we're going to keep up with it, and we're going to make sure that this gets done. I always feel bad when I'm not on the right time, but
no. But you know what? It would have been fine. It's just that I committed to this, like, Twitter thing, and I'm also I'm also, like, feeling very stressed out by social media lately. Like,
it's definitely it's amazing how if you take a step back and you look at it, you're like, wow, we really are just slaves to this thing where we just have to do it, and how do we not?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, generations of humans have done without it for a long, long time.
Yeah, so why can't we? I mean, like, I am grateful to it because we met each other, you know.
Thank you,
land.
Me too.
Yay, through the land of Twitter, you know. Cool. Twitter has connected me with really cool people. Like, I think...
That's the thing. The good thing about it is, and just through you, I've met other people, you know, the stigma fighters, that just, it can be a wonderful, wonderful thing. And then it can also be a, wow, everybody's angry and I need to get away from this kind of thing.
Do you remember, yeah.
It's in a mental health thing, more angry in a, like, you know, everyone's just angry about whatever they're angry about. And you're like, oh, okay. I have my own problems. Thanks. I don't need to talk about this, you know.
Yeah. Do you remember how we started podcasting? I remember the first episode was the Amazon boyfriend one.
Yes. I know we had met, we had walked around, and I don't remember. It was definitely not Skype, but I don't remember exactly. I did.
I don't remember either. I feel like it just happened.
Yeah. It was organic. It worked out perfectly.
But, like, that part of it, like, I have no memory about.
Like, hey, you know what? It's,
I remember, like, I do remember walking around. Yep, nope. I have no idea. No idea.
I remember it was, yeah, it was, we were on the same page, and we needed to do this, and,
it needed to happen.
It worked. We have a good chemistry, I've been told by lots of people, so.
Yeah, it's great that we don't remember how it happened. Of course, like, my OCD wants to attach to that and, like, try to remember it so hard.
Oh, no, absolutely. And the thing is, cider industry, the entire cider industry owes us.
They really do. They really do. But I remember hanging out with you for the first time, and I remember.
You got me an orange juice.
Yeah, exactly.
I still have my Stigma Fighters pen and my. Yeah, that was an awesome day.
It was an awesome day. I bought you an orange juice, but then I'm like, when did we hang out after that? See, this is the thing. My OCD is going to attach to this concept.
I mean, we can look up. I like to save a lot of old emails. I can try to look it up, but I feel like.
Wait, let's have an email looking up contest.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I now, like, I feel like I have the kind of thing where I feel like I will undo Skype if I do this. I don't.
I'm looking it up.
Actually, I realize I have a phone, so I can. But were we talking on
excited for next? Here it is. Excited for next week. How mental health do we want to be? I asked because blah blah blah. Okay, so that was March. We started doing it in March.
March of this year.
Yes.
All right.
But I wonder why. I probably asked you to come on and talk about OCD.
I feel like we talked about a lot of things on our first date, and
we did.
We and I feel like maybe it was just the kind of thing where it just organically was like, hey, we should, you know, we both suffer from a lot of the same things. We should do this as a thing.
Okay, so you wrote for Stigma Fighters last June.
Yes.
And then, that's so strange. Okay, so March, I must have just asked you to do the podcast so that I asked you to be a guest, probably to talk about OCD.
Yes, yes.
And then I figured that since you were here, we would do it in person. That makes sense.
Yes, and I think I started bringing the equipment until I started forgetting to bring the equipment, but. That sounds good. I think it sounds good either way.
I don't know. Yeah, the thing, the piece that I can't put together. I mean, I know that we hung out, and then we like just kept texting and stuff like that. I know that.
Right. Mental health, if nothing else, is a great bond.
It really is. It really, really is. I'm sure that was really exciting for people that are listening to us for them to wait for me to look through my email like
oh,
that.
I'm looking at.
It's good though. We have emails so that we don't have to remember things.
That's exactly. I when the aliens come and destroy the Earth, we'll have all of our to be remembered by.
They will be sifting through our Gmail.
And they're going to be like, wow, we don't even get this.
We don't get this, and they maybe they'll solve the mystery of my tooth.
That if nothing else, that is why aliens should come here.
Uh-huh. It's not, all I know is that it's not popcorn.
Well, that's good. I mean, you eliminated one of many, many things, but yes.
God damn it. I'm going to have to see a dentist. And actually, I'm not one of those people that's like afraid of the dentist. In fact, I actually enjoy it. I don't know why. I don't know why. I like my dentist back in Brooklyn. I feel like I want to go. That's the other thing that my OCD is attaching to is like, I don't want to find new medical professionals here in Portland. I don't want to.
And it's interesting you bring that up. It's a difficult thing for any kind of medical thing, but also like, oh God, what is worse than having to go to a new therapist than having to rehash everything you've already talked about 100 times and try not to seem callous about it, but also try not to let it get to you? To me, if there's a big insurance problem, among other things, it's, God, I hate having to rehash why I'm here, the why I'm here thing.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's really horrible. Well, we will do this again. I have to go do this Twitter thing. And I'm resentful, though, of social media. I'm like, I'd rather talk to Evan.
Aw, thank you. I want to talk to you, but we will talk soon, and we've got lots to talk about, for sure.
When do you come back from Miami?
Sunday evening, although I will say I probably need to crash, but let's shoot for next Monday or Wednesday or, yes.
Text me when you're back.
For sure, I will.
Yay, OCD. Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.